Unit 14. Extramarital Affairs. What is the allure? 1. As societies evolved, the marriage bond took on increased significance within each culture. It appears that since we began living in structured social groups, humans have adhered to the belief that formal unions of two people work best for maintaining a healthy, functioning society. Within different societies, independent unions of two people were considered the best way to secure food and shelter, defend against outside aggressors, and raise offspring. One of the most universal aspects of the marriage union to be perpetuated cross-culturally was monogamy. However, human beings have been engaging in non-monogamous activities throughout history. We know that extramarital affairs have been going on since the advent of the socially sanctioned union. Our historical concern about affairs is evident in the inclusion of extramarital affairs as one of the sins mentioned in the Ten Commandments. The fact that affairs are wrong, even considered to be a sin, has been ingrained into us through our social, cultural, and religious upbringing. Yet despite the social and religious disapproval of them, they have been an ever-present phenomenon for us to deal with. So why are so many people having affairs despite such powerful social and religious doctrines against them? The fact is that there have been as many reasons given for affairs as there are people engaging in them. Some of these include dissatisfaction with the marital relationship, emotional emptiness, need for sexual variety, inability to resist new sexual opportunity, anger at a partner, no longer being in love, alcohol or drug addiction, growing apart, desire to get a partner jealous, to name just a few. Some people have even said that human beings simply can't maintain monogamous sexual relationships over long periods of time, because it isn't natural. If this is true, if there is a biological reason preventing us from accomplishing our goal of remaining in a monogamous relationship, then we are condemning ourselves to continued personal and social failure by continuing to pursue these types of relationships. Maybe our tendency towards affairs is more a symptom of our inability to find satisfaction in our long-term relationships because of the expectations we place on them in the first place, than any biological drive towards multiple sexual partners. Possibly our inability to remain in love with our partners as we grow and mature and the change of our life circumstances are what drives us to look for another intimate relationship.